Hey guys, welcome back to Live with Lexi Howell. I'm so excited that you guys are here to join me. If we have not met before, I am Lexi Howell. And y'all, if you have never seen Live with Lexi Howell, let me just tell you what it is really quickly, okay? It is a conversation that I get to have with special guests each and every episode. And we talk about life and Jesus, and we just talk about where the Lord is moving in our lives, what we hope that we would step into in the future. I mean, literally everything. And we center it all through laughter, community, and real conversations. And I am absolutely excited about all of my guests, but I'm super excited, y'all, about today's special guest. I've got with me the one, the only Megan Edmonds with me. Oh my gosh, Megan, I am so excited that you are here. I wish I had the sound effects of like clapping and cheering, because you have literally been such an anchor for me, I feel like, and an encouragement through a screen. And we've never had a conversation face to face before, but you are just amazing. And I went on a tangent about you because I'm really that excited that you're here on Live with Lexi Howell. So welcome to the podcast, Megan. How are you?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, that was like way more deserving of an intro than I deserve. So thank you. It is my honor and joy to be talking with you. To be honest, it's been a busy morning, but I am good. I am so excited for this conversation and just to get to chat with you and with everyone who's listening.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're definitely going to do that. We're going to have a lot of conversations. I've got a lot of questions for you. I'm ready to pick your brain. I'm ready to hear what the Lord wants to speak through you in the sense of social media and in your personal life and your personal relationship with the Lord. This is going to be so good. No pressure. Okay. No pressure at all. It's just going to be good. And I'm excited for people to hear what the Lord is doing in your life and where he's leading you and all the different things. Like, I'm genuinely so excited. So because I have so many questions for you, so many things I want to talk about, let's start out with you introducing yourself to the people.
Perfect. Absolutely. Well, my name is Megan Edmonds. I just got married this summer. So we were talking about it a little bit before, but legally I'm still Megan Holmes, but in spirit, Megan Edmonds. I am a wife, I am a podcaster, social media manager, entrepreneur, and I run a community on Instagram called She Lives Purposefully. So in short, that's a little bit, just a little bit about who I am. Yeah, little summary there.
Literally, you said it all. You're a wife, you're an entrepreneur, you're a social media manager, you're so many things, a podcast host. Like, what? Wow. And how old are you?
I am 25 right now. Yeah.
That's wild. That is the wildest thing ever. I mean, genuinely crazy. And we're going to get into everything that you talked about. And we're going to start out with She Lives Purposely. Tell us about what She Lives Purposely is. And how did that come to be? Like, what in the world? It's so good.
Absolutely. You're so sweet. I have like two versions of the story, the short and the long. I think we're going to go with the long. So let's go ahead. But She Lives Purposefully is basically a Christian resource for women to encourage them to live for Jesus. And for me, that looks like living purposefully. That's what I believe living purposefully is living the way that God has called us to and to live what he's called us to. And so it started in a college project. So basically I started interviewing women that I felt like lived very purposefully and transparently. It wasn't specifically Christian. It was just something I'm like, who can I, you know, people that I admire, whether they're Christian or not, like how do they live purposefully? And people that I had asked to be on, I didn't even realize were actually believers. So everyone ended up being a believer, which was so just like the Lord, I feel like, in how he did that. And then a couple years later, I just really felt the Lord stirring up my heart to continue it. And I was getting that from so many people around me too, which was such an encouragement. And so I was like, okay, how can I make this more sustainable? Because interviewing people, like that's not going to be consistent, you know, like it's a lot. Then podcasting came in later. So it's a different story, but, so I was like, all right, I'll make a blog out of it and I'll make it a blog and an Instagram. And then it kind of just developed and grew from there. Then I started merch, which has kind of dwindled down a little bit. And now I have a podcast with it, which is incredible. But truly the story of She Lives Purposefully started years before that. It was my first semester of college, and we just had a family tragedy. It was like literally 3 weeks into my first semester, and I was in California. And my grandmother had passed away. She was murdered, which was like the most tragic thing that had ever happened in our family. And it really shook me, like very, very much so. And I would have considered myself somebody, you know, who followed the Lord diligently all throughout. But I think just having something like that in your life, like just kind of began to reshape like how I saw the Lord. And I was confused of like, you know, how can he be good and all powerful if he allowed this to happen? Like, how can I reconcile that? And it's funny because, you know, there's such a common question, like if God is real, like why do bad things happen? And I think as Christians, sometimes we're like, oh, you know, because sin and all, and we have all of these answers. And I would say that too. And then something, it felt like it hit so hard, that I started to ask those same exact questions. And I was actually just kind of going over this whole story with my husband literally yesterday. We were on a walk and I was like telling the whole thing, and we were saying how it's so good to remember the things that the Lord does in your life, you know, stones of remembrance. But so I struggled for months, just very angry and very bitter and very sad. I remember I cried, I think every single day, probably multiple times a day for months. One day specifically, I remember just looking up, like we had a skylight in my house, and looking up to sky and just like screaming. Like I just started yelling like at the Lord, like I was so angry. And I remember praying though too at the same time, just to like for him to heal me. We didn't have any answers to the tragedy that occurred, like who, why, nothing. So answers, reasons, anything, like I just was seeking the Lord. And then in March, actually the same retreat, it's a yearly retreat, is coming up in 2 weeks, but, there was a retreat that my church had. And I remember two of my best friends at the time told me, they were like, Megan, the Lord is going to meet you. Like he's going to speak to you. We have been praying for you. And like, he's told both of us, we know like he's going to meet you. And I remember transparently being like, I've already prayed this 100 times. Like that's not going to happen, you know, whatever. Like I've just been waiting already. And, lo and behold, so we go to this retreat, and the very first night the pastor opens up to 2 Corinthians 1, which talks about how God is a God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction so that we can go comfort others with that same comfort. And, you know, it sounds like a simple, like we hear this all the time, we know God's our comforter. But for me, like I remember reading it and it was such a God moment. And I don't say this lightly, this was an audible, like, you know, I'm very careful to say like, God spoke to me so loud, and, you know, and clear, like something like that. But I remember vividly those words in 2 Corinthians 1 just lifting off of the page. And I remember the Lord, like, you know, I was questioning his goodness and all of this. And I remember just hearing like, you know, I'm good. Like, you know who I am, you know? And I just remember being so shook. And then we had sung a song that was, it was kind of newer at the time, but it's I Am Set Free. And it says, you are the hand that reaches out to save. I am set free. And I just remember breaking down, like the Lord really met me in that moment. And so fast forward to when I was started creating She Lives Purposefully with the interviews, the original like deal. And I'm like, what should I do? At that same time, I was kind of reflecting on that season where of that retreat. And I'm like, why did I feel like the Lord met me? Like, why did I feel like I was healed? Because after that, I was on fire for Jesus. Like since that day till, you know, now it's just been like, the Lord is so faithful. And I'm like, why specifically did that happen? And I bring it back to 2 Corinthians 1, like one, because he's our comforter, but we see that he comforts us so that we can comfort others. So the pain and the comfort have a purpose. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, if pain has a purpose, if comfort has purpose, then every season of our lives has a purpose. If the worst seasons do, then the best seasons do, then the mundane does. So then we all do, and every day does, and we have to be living that out. Like otherwise we're sinking in our sorrow without the Lord. But if he gives purpose to all things, like we have to be chasing that and living that out. So that's a super long story, but that's kind of where that originated from, is like, if pain has purpose, everything does. And we are called to live purposefully. We're called, when he comforts us, to comfort others. We're called to do something in every season. So pretty much that is in short, or in long rather, where She Lives Purposefully came from.
oh my gosh, like was not ready for that, was not expecting that, literally have goosebumps. I mean, it is insane. Your story is so unique and specific to you. However, the God of your story makes it relatable to others without having to walk through exactly what you walked through. And wow. I mean, wow. Such devastation to be restored in such a way that only God can, to now be this like person to restore other people. And it's not, when you restore other people, it's not in your own strength. You understand that I was restored not by my own strength. Therefore, whenever you are restored, no, it's not me. It's the Lord who restored me. And that is just, I mean, literally just blown away. There are so many things that you said, and I hope the Holy Spirit brings it to my mind.
Like, I'm sorry, I just went on a rant there.
No, I mean, it was so good. And like, oh my gosh, I really should have like taken notes, but good thing this is recorded. So I have something to refer back to and like listen to it again. But in the beginning, you talked about remembering and how it's so important for us to remember the goodness of the Lord, the suffering that we experience, and how that blends together. I think, and I've talked about this with my family and with people that I talk to on the day to day, is that the Lord is calling us to remember. It's because that we remember that we have this like firm foundation and confidence for what's to come and where we are, right? When we remember, oh, when I was grieving in that moment, I remember the Lord bringing me to this verse, or I remember the Lord showing me a red bird and just bringing me so much hope. And we remember so that where we are, we're like, if he was faithful then, if he was intentional then, if he stepped off of his throne and met me in my room with the door closed and nobody else saw me but him, then where I am in singleness, where I am in job loss, where I am in whatever it is, I'm waiting on the Lord, he's going to meet me there, and he's going to meet me in the future. And wow, your story is just so, so good. So I really do love remembering is like something that the Lord is embedding in me right now. And so I was very passionate whenever you were saying it. I was like, yes, so, so good. Your story of losing your grandmother and how it happened, such a tragic way, but I think it truly shows, and we see this in Bible times, and we see it also in the people to our left and to our right, the most drastic, devastating moments that we experience is where the Lord does his best work. I have my own story of my own, and actually very close to you. I lost my grandmother a few months into my freshman year of high school, or college rather. And it was devastating for our family because she was the glue. And in that, I mean, the Lord has shifted how we function, how we how we live, how we love, how, you know, not only each other but the Lord. There's this new firm foundation that has been set that wasn't there before, because if we can be honest, our foundation was on my grandmother and never really truly on the Lord. And so listening to your story, having my own story, and those that are listening now, maybe you didn't lose a loved one, but maybe there is something that has been lost that now you have this new setting foundation that the Lord has poured into your life. And it does typically come through hard times. And we see in the Bible, I mean, many people, I mean, I can name people where they went through devastating situations. And then on the other side, their principles that we still live to this day, because they went through something hard. And I think your story behind She Lives Purposely is just so God. Like I'm literally shaking right now. I just want you to know, because your story is so God. And so
he's so good.
I don't even know. I don't even know what the words would be for that, but the light that you have within you is truly the Lord. And the way that you approach what you get to do, what you get to steward, it's just amazing. I literally, I have nothing else. That's it, guys.
You're such an encouragement. I'm just like thinking it. I'm like sitting here listening to you. That's so encouraging. No, but it's so true, because I really feel like you said, so much of the growth that we experience, the core pieces of our life, oftentimes are rooted in suffering, in some sort of like shift in our life, whether it is a tragic like death, whether it's, you know, sickness, whether it's a job loss, or, you know, something that may seem more minor, but can shake us, like a breakup, or, you know, a loss of a friend, or whatever it is, anything along those lines. And praise the Lord, like the Lord is able to comfort in every single one of our lives, whether it is the most tragic situation or whether it's something we feel is so like inconsequential but feels like it's shaking us. The Lord meets us in that, and he can use all of that and redeem all of that. And he's so faithful. And I just love that you re-brought up those kind of stones of remembrance and remembering those things, because I really feel like a lot of times that is what helps to get us through something. When something new comes up, we can look back and say, the Lord healed me then, he can heal me again. The Lord, you know, brought me through and he can do it again, and he will do it again in whatever way that might look like this time, because, you know, he does do new things all the time. But yeah, he's just so good and so faithful. And I love that you brought that up again too.
So good. So good. I think, like, and what we're saying too, is that we have different stories, but the same God. And the Lord's been doing this for a long time, right? He's been redeeming, restoring, and rejuvenating our hearts and our minds and our, you know, our mindsets and the way that we go about life. He's been doing this for a long time, and he's still not tired. I was actually just listening to Priscilla Shire talk about the patience of God, and just saying, like, how sometimes we can't go to the Lord. Oh, I want to talk about your transparency, by the way, too. Hopefully I can remember. But Priscilla was talking about how the Lord is so patient that we feel like we can't tell God some things, or we try to hide things from the Lord, or we don't want to bring up certain situations. We don't want to tell the Lord that we're angry at him, or we don't want to tell the Lord that we're disappointed by him. And I remember her saying something that absolutely freed me. She was like, you can go to the Lord with all your stuff, as well as all the people in the world, and you still cannot tire out the Lord, the patience of the Father. And she said it because she said, you're not that strong. You're not strong enough to run out, to tire out the patience, the kindness, the loving character of who the Lord is. And that for me lets me know I can go to the Lord boldly with everything that I have and everything that I'm feeling, and know that what I'm going to him with is not going to tire him out. It's not going to empty out his tank of love for me. I'm not that strong. I'm not strong enough to make the Lord abandon me in this way. Like, the Lord just comes after me step after step. And I just think it's so encouraging to know that we can be transparent with the Father. We can ask God questions without questioning him. We can go to the Lord with everything that we have and just know that he's not going to get tired. Like, his patience cannot run out. His love for us cannot run out. We're not that strong. We're not that good. We're not that broken that he cannot replenish and restore whatever we're bringing before him. And what I really love about your story, and we're going to get into the other questions, I know, this is just so good. And I feel like for anyone listening, I know for myself, this is encouraging, but you were talking about being transparent with your people and also with the Father. I love that, because that is something that I'm really anchored in my book. I'm very transparent about, like, the different things that I walk through, the sins, the struggles, the questions, the doubts, the fears, all of that. And I believe that transparency, when we're transparent with the Father, we're actually free in everything that we are bound by, right? So I can only be free from what I share with him about. And so what I love about your story is that you were transparent with the Lord, saying, hey, I'm mad at you. I don't get it. Like, if you want to do something, Lord, I need reasons. I need answers. I need help. I need you to heal me. And so it's that transparency that you actually found your healing. So an encouragement, I think, for anyone listening, and even for myself, when it's so easy to sometimes get quiet, or maybe not share or not say, not be real with the Lord. Obviously, he already knows our thoughts. But when you're real, when you vocalize, hey, I'm disappointed, Lord, that you haven't fulfilled this promise yet. Hey, Lord, I miss my grandmother, and I wish, you know, you didn't take her when you did. When we go to the Lord with this, then he can speak back to you what he wants to share with you. And that's what you experience at the church at that time. And it's just amazing. Absolutely. So,
yeah. And I'll share another really quick story too. Yeah. It actually happened 3 days before my grandmom had passed away. So all throughout high school, again, transparently, like high school and junior high, I really struggled with doubts, like doubting my faith. Was I a Christian? All of those things. And it was something that very much frustrated me. And I promise this gets back to that point of, like, how when we are transparent with the Lord, he can really speak to us. So frustrating to me. And I remember, again, so I'm in college first semester, I'm reading my Bible, and it was Bible college, just so that's going to make more sense in the story. So I'm reading my Bible, and I think it was Matthew 14, where Peter walks on water, and he's walking, you know, and then he sees the storm around him, the wind, the waves, and he gets afraid and he starts to drown. And it says that he cries out to the Lord, Lord, save me. And the next verse is that the Lord immediately reached out his hand to save. And I remember reading that and I closed my Bible and I was so mad. Again, you know, this is 3 days before all this is going to happen. And I was so mad because I was like, I have been crying out to you for years to save me from my doubts and, you know, all of this. And immediately is not a word that I would use to describe how you've helped me, because I am still struggling with this. And I kind of left my time with the Lord that morning, like in frustration. And so that night we had chapel, and actually they sang for the first time that I had ever heard it, "I Am Set Free." And the lyric goes, "You are the hand that reaches out to save. I am set free." And I remember kind of this moment where, like, it can be coincidental, but I really felt like the Lord was speaking to me. And had I not like read that passage this morning about his hand being the one that reaches out to save, was vulnerable with him and like speaking out my frustration, and then hearing those lyrics of his word later on, like the Lord is able to, when we are seeking him, communicate with us, communicate back to us. And he's able to too, you know, when we're wandering and all those things. But like, again, in that story, like had I not read those words, then those words later on may not have meant anything to me, you know, at that moment. So all that to say, I totally agree. Being transparent with the Lord, even though he already knows, being transparent with him is so good.
Yeah. So good. And you talking about that, I was actually reading a Bible study with my family, reading Crazy Faith by Michael Todd. And he was talking about one of the guys, I don't know his name, but he was blind. And the Lord asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The Lord knew he was blind, right? Yeah. I mean, come on, Jesus, you're God. You know that he's blind. You know that I think it was Bartimaeus, now that I think about it. And he said, "What do you want me to do for you?" This lets us know that the Lord knows what we need. He just wants to hear it. He wants to have a conversation. And transparency, vulnerability, being real and raw with the Lord is part of what he wants from us. Like, he wants to hear where you are so that he can meet it. And just like you shared, you read the verse, then you were honest with the Lord that you were frustrated, and it made sense. It was magnified. It was like words jumping to you and listening to the song that, hey, I just read this. I was real with you, and this is how you've answered. So I think for anybody watching, is be real with the Lord. I think that's one of the themes here. Remember the Lord's faithfulness for where you are now. Remember that he is not against you. He is for you, and that you grow best in the darkest place, right? It's from, we're beautiful, made beautifully in the dark of the womb, you know, and the world is created from a dark place, a void place. So how the Lord works, kingdom living, is so much different than worldly ways. And I don't even mean just like the world, the evil world. I mean, like by how we function in and of ourselves, how the Lord creates, how the Lord grows, how the Lord moves. It's so much different than how we would want him to grow, move, and create us. Mm-hmm. And so it's from the darkness that beauty is made, from the brokenness that masterpieces are made, all the different things. And I think your story is this beautifully broken story that just shines the light of Jesus through the cracks, you know what I mean? And it paints this beautiful picture of redemption. And your story of Sheila's purposely just has this more depth to it for me. I mean, I found it encouraging. I found your ministry absolutely encouraging, but now hearing the heart behind it, I am honestly blown away by your ministry. I'm honestly blown away by the Lord and how he uses people to do miracles, like just magical thing. I mean, I don't even know. I really don't.
He is so good. Yeah, so he's good. So faithful.
So good. So hopefully that's encouraging to you guys to go to the Lord with whatever you're feeling, and knowing that he's not intimidated, he's not upset, he's not any of those things, but he embraces it. He welcomes it. And there he will speak to you in different ways. We talked about in song, we talked about in scripture, but the Lord can speak to you through a bird passing by. Now, hopefully the bird don't speak, but the thing is, you know, like the bird passing by just gives you hope. Just knowing that if he dresses the lilies with beauty and splendor, and if he feeds the sparrows, then like, how much more does he love and clothe and want and desire and pursue us? You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, yes. Next question.
So good.
We're just going to keep going. So one of the things is, you believe that the Lord told you to do this ministry full time, which meant that you had to quit your job was that an easy decision? And talk about the whole, like, how did the Lord tell you? What did you think in that moment? Like, tell us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think transparently too, and I think this is something that we see as a common theme as well. It was really like practical, the way that it kind of went about. But also at the same time, the Lord like was so clear in different things. So, you know, of course I wanted to do She Lives Purposefully full time. And there was kind of a season, I guess it was like, it was in November when it was when I actually gave my like 2-3 weeks notice. Mm-hmm. When some things just started happening and I really felt like, okay, like this is, I think this is actually why, like, I think I'm actually called to leave right now. Mm-hmm. And the Lord, I just was kind of thinking that there wasn't anything crazy that like, you know, I said, you know, but I was, we were really nervous transparently because mm-hmm. so like just financially, it would have, there would have needed to be a big, like, income in another way, something that She Lives Purposefully was not providing. And so at the same time as well, I was doing social media managing, but kind of very in a smaller realm. And I was thinking to myself, like, what if I opened up the door to more clients? Because then I can like almost swap out those incomes, for example. And it was not something that I had done previously because I was working in another job. So I'm like, I'm not going to do that at the same time. Mm-hmm. But I opened up the door to more clients. And the same week, so we were thinking about it, talking about it, and we kind of were just thinking to ourselves, like, this almost feels like something that the Lord would have me do because it would give me more time for She Lives Purposely to be able to pour into that, give us another income. But again, there was nothing secure yet. Like, there was no financial stability, like if I left that day, you know, all of it. And so that was one thing, is my husband and I were like in agreement with it, which was a big deal because I'm like, you know, I could have all my hopes and dreams, but like if financially it's not there, it's very likely that the person you're like helping with financially is going to be like, maybe not, but he was for it. And so we also asked for prayer from our parents, from both of them, just in kind of deciding what to do, and from friends too. And I remember talking to my dad, and it was crazy because again, somebody else that I would think would be like very practical and like, all right, you should probably wait, all of these things. And he said, like, just if you think this is right, like step out in faith. And I remember thinking to myself, like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I can do that kind of thing, you know? And then we talked to his parents and they said, the Lord is going to honor you for stepping out in faith, like those same words, stepping out in faith. So that was enough for me. I was like, all right, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to step out in faith. I had some friends tell me the same thing. And I told my boss, and in that conversation, he said, like, whose bosses says this to them when, you know, you tell them you're quitting? He said, the Lord is going to honor you for stepping out in faith. Wow. And I just was like, oh my goodness, like, this is from the Lord, like, so wild. And that same week that I had given my, like, notice, a bunch of new clients started coming in and making inquiries, like, not beforehand, you know, but, like, that moment after I had stepped out in faith. And praise the Lord, like, the business is doing better than I literally could have imagined. It's all Jesus. And it has given me more time to pursue She Lives Purposely. And She Lives Purposely is still, you know, like, full-time is everything that I want for this, my own business. But pretty much, I guess, in short, would be one, just listening to the Lord and like his little promptings, and two, listening to the practicality of where you're at. I think the Lord uses that so often. It's like, practically, what is the next step for you? Practically, if you feel like you, it's time to leave, like, what is going to be the next step? And then encouraging you with those little take, you know, step out in faith, like people constantly flooding that and not disregarding those things. Cause I think sometimes we can like swipe it away as coincidence. But the Lord, like, he speaks to us. And I think it's so important to really be paying attention to that. So all in short, it was not an easy decision because it was pretty like intimidating, you know, just financially. And it was a big change. I'd been at the job for a couple of years, was really comfortable with the people there. And I still, you know, keep in touch with them. They're great people. It's a great company. So it was a scary decision, but ultimately I really felt like the Lord was calling me to it. And I felt like he confirmed it multiple times. And so gladly at that point, I'm like, if the Lord is in this, then I am in this, like, fully, which is too. And I think this is an encouragement. It's an encouragement to me. So I hope it's an encouragement to everyone listening too. If you feel that the Lord has called you to do something, then no matter what happens after that, like, let's say that the business starts to, you know, crumble something, like, I can know in confidence that at that point in time, I did what I was supposed to do. Like, I don't have to regret those decisions because I know that the Lord called me to do them. So I think that's really important too. It's not looking back, you know, think, I forget what it is, like taking your hand to the plow and looking back as you're doing it, all of that. Like, that's not what the Lord would have us to do. If you know he's calling you to something, step out and don't look back. Don't look back.
So good. Goosebumps yet again. And I'm not even lying. Like, bro, it's it is honestly wild right now.
Praise the Lord.
So good. So good. And again, I think whenever you talk, right, and I hear you, I don't hear you. I hear the Lord's intentional fingerprints, footprints, movements, character being like woven into your life. Is woven the word? I don't know, but you know, in your life. And I just think that is just so amazing. We talked about the Lord being faithful. We talked about the Lord being kind, and now it's just really intentional. The Lord is so, so intentional. And I love your story and just love how the Lord brought these little things along the way from people that you, looked up to and knew that they were strong in the Lord as well. And that if, you know, like, we have to believe the people in our corner that they hear from God as well, that they are for us, that they, you know, want the best for us. And therefore, if things are a little wonky in our mindset, if we can't see clearly, we do lean on the other people. I think of Moses and Aaron and you know, like how they were holding up Moses's hand so that Israelites can get the victory. I feel like that's how it is in our Christian faith. We have to have people beside us to help us in that journey when our hands get weak, when our focus gets a little off track, when it's chaotic and we don't have as much clarity. We lean on other people to help us receive the victory that the Lord said you're going to get. And so to hear your story, that's what I hear. That's what I see. And it's amazing about the Bible. It's not this boring, basic, old thing. It is alive. It's active. It's present. And your story is reflected by what I've already read in scripture. And that's how the Lord makes it alive in our day to day. And so it's so, so good. I do want to share one quick story. So your story was, this is what the Lord said. I believe it. He confirmed it. Great. So this is for you guys listening or watching us right now. Okay. Megan heard from the Lord. Amen. We see it. I also believed that the Lord had told me to quit college for a little bit of time. Okay. Y'all know where this is going. Quit college for a little bit of time. Okay. And come back to it. All right. I wasn't just leaving to never come back and finish my education. And what I truly believe is that I heard the Lord. I went to a couple of other people and it was confirmed in a way, but I'm still learning the Lord's voice at the time. And so I remember coming to my parents and saying, hey, this is what I believe the Lord to do. It felt like, I don't even know an acronym or a analogy to use what my dream or thought was going to be for college. It fell so quick. My parents did not agree to it. I talked to another lady who was strong in the Lord and it was a disagreement there. And so what happened was I was mad at the Lord because I said, Lord, I thought I heard you. I thought you confirmed this. I thought this was what you wanted. And it's not rocking with my parents right now. And this lady is not with me at all either. And I know who she is and who she is in you. And so I was really upset with the Lord. And I think that it might've been sophomore year of college, right? Back home. And it wasn't until my junior year, which I'm currently in right now, that the Lord spoke to me the first day of junior college. And he said, you are exactly where God wants you to be. I remember the Holy Spirit telling me that you are exactly where God wants you to be. But a year before that, I was extremely mad at the Lord, deeply hurt. And I remember the Lord asking me, he said, you want to talk to me? I said, no, I don't, because what I thought I had heard was the movement of the Lord. So what I'm really trying to say is you have to be absolutely sure that you are hearing the Lord. I thought I did, but I'm still learning the Lord's voice at that point. Now I have a pretty concrete idea and understanding of the Lord's voice to me personally. So in hearing Megan's story, I don't want y'all to go and just like drop out of school or quit a job. Yes. I really want you guys to go to people who are believers, who are for you, who can go into prayer with you about a situation. The steps that Megan took, I did not take. I took like two yeses from people and went with it, and it fell to the ground, and I'm still in college to this day, right? So there are two different stories, two different ways. So if you feel the Lord leading you, definitely go to people in your corner, pray about it, and see if that is your thing. And then if it's not, then keep going where you are and know that the Lord is going to work it out too. So there's two different stories for you guys. I don't want you guys to like drop everything and like go for it, because I was, and I wasn't going, you know, like to work anywhere. I was going to go into full-time ministry. So I thought, but the plans weren't there, all of that. So what I'm saying is really make sure you're hearing the Lord. Surround yourself with people who can go to God for you and receive the clarity that maybe you're lacking. And yeah, I just thought that is such a funny story for me, because some people didn't finish college and it was the Lord's will for them. And then for me, it is to finish college, and that's the Lord's will for me. So I love your story, but I just wanted to share the other side of what, you know, a no may be, right? Yours is a yes and mine was a no, but the Lord was still faithful in both.
He's faithful in both. And I love that you said that too. Like, a lot of the ultimate decision that you made was from the counsel of other people. And I think that same thing here, like if my parents or his parents were like, that's a really bad idea, I definitely, you know, like super against it, then that's something where I'm like, all right, second guessing, like, did I really hear these things? You know, all of that, because I think the counsel like is so important and so vital. And I think too, like you said, like all throughout our lives, we're going to receive yeses, but we're also going to receive no's, and we are going to miss here, you know, and all of that. But praise the Lord, like in both of those things, he is so faithful to carry us and to carry us through and to make sure that we're not totally falling. You know, he's got us. He's so good. So I'm so glad you shared that too. Cause I think too, like in my own life, there's things where I'm like, this is it, I'm running with everything. And he's like, wait a minute. Like, I didn't say that, you know? So yeah, I think that's so helpful that you were saying that too.
For sure. And that's the kindness of the Lord, to where obviously we do have free will. We do make choices, and the Lord, he urges us to seek him. He urges us to come to him, but he's not going to force us to do that. And so I even remember last week, I had found myself listening less to sermons and more to like shows. Now, for how people do their own personal life is so different. Personal spiritual life is different. But for me, I have to have a lot of godly Christian influence like constantly flowing through my ears. And because I'm a binge watcher on shows, so I will sit and watch so many shows. But what I found was what I found was that I was spending less and less time with the Lord, and it was starting to, I didn't really take notice of it until one moment. And the kindness of the Lord, and this is what I would define mercy of God, is that he will call us, convict us, and challenge us, correct us to bring us back to him. That's the mercy of God. It's not, oh, baby, you know, you cute and I love you.
You cute. No.
I see this in you. I need you to come back. It is calling us out. It is telling us, you're watching too much of this. You're doing too much of this. You're not doing enough of this. Come back. That's the mercy of God for me. And it's not so fun. Good. It's not a great feeling. It's not cute. It's not dandy. It is the conviction, the challenge, the correction, the kindness of the Holy Spirit. And so it can be in a big decision of like, you know, dropping out of college, you know, quitting your job, or it can be, are you bringing in more secular music than you are Christian music? Are you putting your Bible to the side more than doing it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's knowing the different little things that we kind of step away from the Lord with. Are you speaking things that really don't bring any encouragement to anybody? Yeah. You're just complaining more. It's these things that the Lord calls us out, corrects us, that is his kindness and mercy toward us. And I think for me, I'm thankful that I'm still in college. I'm thankful that I'm still getting a degree. I'm thankful that I'm still where I am, because the Lord called me out in a way that I just didn't want to be called out. And so that's the kindness of the Lord that we get to take part in every single day.
Amen. So, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Live with Lexi Howe. I hope today has been so fun for you to listen to the conversation today. I'm absolutely grateful to chat with you guys each and every month, sitting with special guests, or we just talk one-on-one about whatever the Lord has put on my heart. And I'm just grateful that you get to be a part of it and that I get to be a part of your life, which is so special and unique to the Lord. And I'm just grateful for you. So I hope that this has been an encouragement to you. If you have not already gotten your copy of my book, Dear Broken Girl, you can get that on Amazon. Now, if you want a signed copy of my book, you can simply send me a message on my Instagram account at Dear Broken Girl or my Facebook account at Dear Broken Girl and let me know you want a signed copy. Be sure to get Dear Broken Girl for yourself, for your mama, for your friends, for your family, and even for a stranger. This book is to teach and remind you of your worth in Jesus, and I just want you to be equipped in what he's already called you to and to be empowered to do the things that he has set for you. So that is Dear Broken Girl. Please be sure to get your copy. Also, I want to let you guys know about my new podcast called Truth Be Told. It is found on YouTube, on Apple, on Spotify, and a lot of other platforms for you to go and check out. It is a conversation that happens each and every other Tuesday, along with some bonus episodes that I have throughout the month. And I just want you guys to be a part of that movement, that conversation, and just what the Lord is doing. So head over to the YouTube channel, head over to the podcast on different streaming platforms and listen to those conversations. And be sure to subscribe to that as well. I'm just grateful for you guys. And I am so excited to take this journey with you. But before I let you leave, can I pray over you? Father, I'm thankful for those who are listening to me right now. I pray that you would bless them. I pray that you would comfort them. I pray that you would guide them. I pray that you would give them clarity and just hope for the things that you have for them. Would you use them for your glory? Would you bless them for their good? And would you let them know how loved they are by you? You are good. You are holy. And we are just so thankful to be loved by you, Jesus. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.